called What is Islam? And it's Pastor William Renick.
And now the Pastor William Renick Hour. Islam and You. Islamic Roundtable with Pastor William Renick.
Thank you very much. Today I want to talk about, and first off I want to let everybody know I've got a lot of cards and letters. And I get people writing from all over the place. And they ask me the same thing. They say, Pastor Renick, why don't you work your microphone a little closer? Why do you sound like you're coming from the other side of the room?
And I always tell them the same thing.
Every preacher that has a radio show or some kind of preacher show on the radio always stands on the other side of the room because they're such a dumbass, we don't know how to work the mic. I thank Gladys Kleachman for writing in with that question. And for writing in with that question, you let her get the Pastor William Renick holy oil cloth. Now, what I do is I am immersed in the Holy Ghost. So I go to the In-N-Out Burger stand, McDonald's. I eat a whole bunch of fries. I get myself an extra greasy cheeseburger. And then when the oil starts seeping out my skin and I get a pimple on my nose or something like that, I wipe that stuff off just like a Stridex medicated pad. Then I mail it to your ass for $10. I'd like to thank you, Ms. Kleachman. We will send that out to you post-haste, as they say. Today is Islamic Roundtable. People say, Pastor Renick, what in the hell? What in the name of sweet, feathery, light, floating Jesus is Islam? Because I got a brother, my cousin, ML, he what you call a Muslim. I said, what the hell? He said, I'm a Muslim now. I said, what the hell? You look like some kind of a damn Halloween man. What, you going to a costume party? The hell you do? Said to me, you got to understand, we got to return to the religion of our people. I said, who? Man, I ain't swinging on a vine in the jungle no more, man. I'm driving a damn car, walking on the street, living in a house, eating food to come wrapped up in a package. You want to dress whatever happened to Baby Jane? I said, there's no way I'm putting on some kind of funky Popeye hat and run around calling myself a Muslim. I ain't no Muslim. I'm Pastor William Renick. That's what I am. Now, here today's Islamic Roundtable. Dear Pastor Renick, what is Islam? I said, what in the hell? He said to me, what's Islam? I said, Nappy, the hell you doing, man? You breathe too much of that Freon in that garage you own. But you open the damn door, man, when you paint the inside of that place. What do you mean, what is Islam? He said, no, I'm serious, Pastor. Why don't you do one of your shows on what is Islam? I said, well, hell, all right. All right. I'll do it. Here it is. If you hijack an airplane and fly it into a building, you Islam. If you bow your head on a carpet 5 times a day with your ass up in the air like Paul Anka or Shepard Smith, you Islam. If you read the Koran, not the Bible, the Koran. I want you to write that down. Because a lot of brothers, and you'll find a lot of the brothers out there, they're quoting the Koran now. Because like my cousin ML, they're Muslim. It ain't no Bible. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's called the Koran. If you towel wrap, turban wine, wear a rag, a tablecloth, a comforter, or a napkin on your head, you're Islam. If you are a woman and you wear a bag or a bed sheet over your head, you Islam. If you don't smoke, drink, have sex, smile, grin, or laugh, you Islam. If you don't eat pork, barbecue, bacon, ribs, or Canadian ham, you Islam. If you are poor, raggedy ass, eat the whole out of a donut, dumbass. And you strap a bomb on and walk into a pizza parlor, you are Islam, brother. And if you think there are seven virgins waiting for you after you blow yourself into pizza toppings, you Islam.
Inspirational Pastor William Renick Hour. Please write your comments to Pastor William Renick, Route 6, Kissimmee, Florida.
A portion of this program paid for by Pastor William Renick and donations from the Joyful Union Congregation Church, Bellflower, California.